Hi, gorgeous. What I love about the goddesses is that the goddesses are really crystals within ourselves. So everyone has a goddess crystal within her. And today I'm going to share with you about the crystal of Oshun. And that's a crystal that feels like pleasure inside of your body. It's a crystal which just vibrates with delight and sensuality and just sparkle. But most of all, this is the crystal that from within you feel your worth. So when you've cleansed this crystal, when you've allowed it to really glow inside of you, when you allow this crystal to become you, that's the feeling of self-worth. And the way that I like to look at the stories of the goddesses, especially when you really hear their stories, is that I have a very kind of personal training take to it, which I think goes back to my background as an ex-personal trainer. It goes to my background, kind of, I guess you could say, as a lingerie coach and just working as a boudoir photographer. And so, I, in essence, just how I used to prep for bikini competitions. When I hear the stories of these different goddesses, I literally look at them as workout plans. I really look at them as different, like, energetic blueprints of us as women. And this is why it's so important to really meet, the true story, because when the Romans came, they rewrote the stories that the Greeks had. So Athena, for example, she's the goddess of like love and wisdom, but instead we were taught that she's the goddess of war, and it's mixing like eroticism and war together in a way it wasn't meant to be. And so when you realize that you have the vibrance and you literally are, like, every woman is literally a vibration of a goddess. And because there's so many different women, it's because the divine feminine energy can be a little bit chaotic. I love this. We can be a little bit chaotic, a little bit a lot. As when we were born, we were each given this beautiful, like, energy diamond that was meant to be grown and cultivated in the most beautiful, beautiful type of woman. So we have different type of women, right? We have our Lolita woman, we have our Athena woman, and we also have our Oshun woman, our woman of Oshun, right? And so Oshun woman is a woman who's explicitly feminine. She has a lot of love inside of her body. She's very passionate. And Oshun is the Orisha of sweet waters. And this level of, like, Oshun is really the magnetic flow within your body. And it is the spirit of flow of self-worth. It's a spirit of flow of, like, sweetness. Like an Oshun woman, one of her gifts is that wherever she walks, it can be like the coldest, darkest place in the world, but she has such a vibrance and such a sweetness within her body, just like within their vibration, within her own goddess vibration, that she just lights up, right? And she lights up the world. And so I love reading about the stories about Oshun, just because the stories of these different Orishas really help to just teach so many life lessons. It reminds me of the stories that my mom used to read to me when I was younger about these different African proverbs. And within these stories, they're guides for our own vibration. And I kept on thinking that when I read the stories of Oshun, that in my head, that yes, she's vibrant, she's magnetic, she's sensual, she's beautiful. But I don't think that the full story is there in terms of how much magnetic, sensual, and just dazzling in her own delight she really is, you know? And maybe a little part of that is on us, right? For us to take this energy and take it deeper, because as we shift our perspective of who we are, we become more of this truth within ourselves every single day. And so, an Oshun woman is a woman who's, she's often discounted by others, but the courage and the boldness that she has to believe within herself is absolutely amazing. She can come from the darkness, she can come from dark places. I like to think of the jasmine flower. There's think she's called Queen of Jasmine, Midnight Jasmine. It's a special jasmine flower that blooms at night. And yeah, she's someone that others might have laughed at, but when the world turns, when things shift, people often go to her for their healing, right? And there's just something about an Oshun woman, and there's something about her healing, which is very vibrant. But in order for her to give it out, she has to have that flow, or the gates have to be open within herself. So the flow of her self-worth, the flow of abundance, of her form, of her idea of abundance, our passion, our pleasure, our delight, these are all qualities of Oshun. And when we honor these qualities, it's us coming home to our wings and really honoring and freeing and releasing and embracing us ourselves. Like, your body is supposed to be worn like lingerie. And we're wearing this lingerie in the form, if you're a Oshun woman, you're wearing this lingerie in a form of the most refreshing love that you have ever felt within your body, they've ever felt on your body, they've ever felt inside of your body. And so an Oshun woman is one that she can walk into the room and you kind of feel this vibrational, like energetic shift right within the room. Like, you feel these sparkling, these diamonds just falling down, these diamonds and rose petals falling down. Like, there is a lot of her. And it's not a lot of her in terms of, like, she's not necessarily the loudest woman in the room, but it's all in how she's like carrying herself, and it's all in like how she's just the original vibration within herself, but the deepest, truest form of that. An Oshun woman, she loves with passion, and because she loves with passion, she has to be careful because there's times where she can be hurt. I mentioned earlier that she can be discounted from others, and so that's why her vibration has to be so strong, yes, within herself, but a lot of times when you see pictures of Oshun, she has two mirrors on her hands. And so kind of think of that as one mirror is your spirituality, the other mirror is your sensuality. And these are the two mirrors that she really has anchored. So with Orishas, Old Amare would be the form of God, right? So spirituality, her private relationship with herself and Old Amare, she's grounded in that. You know, Proverbs 31 mentions, Proverbs 31 about the virtuous woman, the worthy woman, mentions her hands on the distaff. So think about like her hand is on God on all times, right? And then sensuality is the ability to be within your body, like really relaxing into your body and letting it be the most divine lingerie in the entire world. Things that you have to kind of look out for, Oshun, because this is why I love the Rishas, because their personalities directly reflect like human beings when you look at them. And so she can be a little bit jealous at times. She has a hard time seeing her worth. And because she has a hard time seeing her worth, it often gets cut off from herself. And let's see, what are other causes? I'm gonna start with those two. And I know one of the weaknesses that some people said is her vanity, but I don't really believe that it's a vanity, because I think they see these two mirrors and they think, oh, okay, this is vanity, or oh, she's this. No, she spends a lot of time, look at her story, she spends a lot of time helping save the world, but really forgetting of who she is. So going back to those two mirrors, those are so vital, so important to be grounded in your spirituality, to be grounded in your sensuality. And to remember that the highest potential of an Oshun woman, it's in her energy. And the way an Oshun woman's energy likes to be treated is like a diamond, like absolute divinity. So the area that she's in likes to be as clean as possible, essential oils. Well, for me, I love essential oils. So I'll put that essential oils, the highest perfumes. An Oshun body likes to have like the highest vibrational foods within her body, believes that hydrating like a goddess on an entirely different level. Like, going back to my analogy, you know, from my ex-bikini competition days, right? Really treating her body as a goddess. And when you think about how she's putting the Swarovski crystals on her bikini, you know, when you compete, you wear these bikinis that are really brilliant and sparkling and diamonds. It's very carefully, and it's made of the finest diamonds in the world. And then she's made other goddess diamonds bikinis that she passes out for others. So it's literally a woman who lives in service to others, seeing the vibration of her own glow. But she only does this from the perspective of being that vibration of her glow herself. And in anything, as with any training plan, I like to make the analogy, it's like when I was in, every morning I would do the morning routine that was inspired by Jennifer Lopez routine in Hustlers, where she's at the pole dancing. And one morning my pole came off the ceiling, right? And I always say it's how you get back up, how you stand on your pole and shaking it back off. And so when you shake it all off, when you shake off cobwebs, shake off anything that might have fallen you, there's this Oshun woman. There's this Oshun body. There's this Oshun like diamond framework that sparkles with the sexiest vibrance of in the entire world. And all we're doing when you come home to your wings is we're coming home to the inner vibrance within yourself. So an Oshun woman is one of the highest potentials of self-worth, of divine feminine energy, one of the deepest resonances of divine feminine energy. And be that, and it's because of the deepness of the love that she vibrates from within herself. And it's this pure level of self-love. So your measure of self-love within your body is a direct correlation or embodiment of your own personal moments, own personal diamonds of Oshun. And when you're in your Oshun vibration, life flows to you with opportunities, with people that you meet, with experiences that you meet. And within it, it's surrendering to your own delight and falling deeper within that delight. Always keeping those two mirrors, that way you're anchored within yourself, but it's almost like the mirrors, they soak in your Oshun light. And then as you walk through the world, you're flipping the mirrors out. That way you're bringing all these sparkles, all these diamonds, all these crystals, all these goddesses, because these mirrors are rimmed in that. They're rimmed in, the back is covered with these most beautiful positive goddess energy vibrations. And then the mirrors that have been soaking up your own vibration are shining really without. So going back to the bikini competition analogy, it's kind of like if you imagine these women stand in a row, and this woman comes up and she's pure Oshun. And it's not about comparison. Everyone who competes will tell you it's not about comparing yourself to the next person. It's a competition within you, right? It's a surrender within yourself. And just imagine yourself, you're on that stage and you're in this bikini. The bikinis are so small when you compete, but you're in this bikini that is so bright and it's so like, and so tiny, but it doesn't matter because there's so much of you and you're so explicitly like feminine and your own energy, and you treat your energy like this most gorgeous diamond, and that's what others see radiant off of you. Because when the energy of a goddess meets the body of a goddess, well, that's when the inner goddess that's inside of you will be revealed. So here's to your light, here's to your beauty, here's to your love, and here's to God's light, and here's to your inner Oshun. I love you, gorgeous. You are the most dazzling vibration of a goddess. And so as we learn these stories about these different goddesses, as we learn these stories about these energetic blueprints out there, these are beautiful stilettos for you to wear. But always remember to return to the vibration that you are, the purest vibration of your own personal truth, because that's the moment when you come home to your wings. Yes, in life, we lay down our wings for others for so many, so many times. But in the end of the day, the hot couture lingerie are those moments of time where you come home to your wings within yourself. Why not dip your wings, make them dazzle, and light up the crystal within you of Oshun? Love you.